Unit 14. Roots. Lesson 53. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. What happened to Kunta in this story? What do you think happened to many of the black people on the ship? Journey into the unknown. Kunta wondered why the white people had done this to him. Born a free man, he was now in chains. Heavy iron chains around his feet and hands were fixed to a metal bar that ran round the hall about 10 centimeters off the ground. He was just able to lie down on the ground, but could not stand up. He sat in the darkness and listened to the people around him. One man had a head wound and was in pain. Another, whose language Kunta understood, was crying softly to himself. Kunta knew it was the middle of the night, for through the small open window high in the wall, he could see stars. He could also hear night insects and the sound of waves on the shore. Kunta had been seized in the forest and then hit on the head with a hard object. When he woke up, his hands and feet had already been tied together. What shocked him most was that the men who carried him were black. He reasoned with them and tried to persuade them to set him free. But they would not listen to him. When they came to the river, a white man was waiting in the boat for them. There was an argument about money, so it seemed, in a language that Kunta did not understand. Finally, Kunta was thrown into the bottom of the boat and covered with an old smelly cloth. The men took him in their boat to the castle on the coast, where he was now held prisoner. Another thing which shocked Kunta was that women were held in the castle too. He could hear their crying, also children's voices. What was to become of them all, he wondered. For all his life, he had known that people suddenly disappeared from their villages. He had known that it was not safe to travel alone in the forests near the coast. But why did white people want to catch Africans and put them in chains? Would they be killed or even eaten? The situation seemed hopeless, and he knew his life was in danger. Worse was to come. A few days later, about 140 black people were taken and put on a tall sailing ship waiting off the coast. Once on the boat, they were taken below, and their chains were fixed to 2 bars that ran the ship. Their feet were fixed to 1 bar, and their hands to another bar. Thus they lay on hard wooden boards, unable to stand up or move around. The sea journey lasted over 6 days and nights. They had rough weather, and Kunta's back bled from rolling over on the hard wooden boards. Many of the men fell sick with fever. They sighed and cried out for more water, but food and water were only given out once a day. Once in a while, sailors came down to carry sick men upstairs for treatment. When the ship finally arrived in a port, the wooden cover was opened wide, and Kunta could see in daylight for the first time across the part of the ship where he had been. About a third of the people who had been chained up below at the beginning of the journey were missing. Lesson 54. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. Where did Haley's ancestor come from? 2. What were Haley's roots? Roots. There is a journalist and writer living in America whose name is Alex Haley. In his youth, his father and grandfather often told him stories about their family history. A long time ago, one of his ancestors who lived in Africa went into the forest to cut down a tree to make a drum. He was caught, put in chains, and sent to America as a slave. On his arrival, he was sold to a farmer and worked in the fields. He tried to escape, but was followed and caught. The farmer cut off part of his foot to make sure he could not run away again. When he became a writer, Haley made up his mind to find out more about his ancestors. "I want to find out more about my roots," he said. He did a lot of research and traveled around the USA looking for information about his ancestors. In this way, he was able to find out where they lived, how many children they had, and where they died and were buried. He collected letters and made copies of people's diaries. But Haley was not satisfied. He did not know from which part of Africa his ancestor had come. All he knew was that his African ancestor taught his son and grandson the words in his own language for river and guitar. One day, Haley met an African who was from Gambia, a small country on the west coast of Africa. This person recognized the words for river and guitar, and so Haley thought that his ancestor must have been. His newspaper provided him with some money in order that he might travel to Gambia for his research. The moment he reached the country, he started his search. He discovered that there was a group in the east of the country that shared the same family name, Kinte. So he travelled there to find out more. In Gambia, as in most parts of Africa, there are few written records of family history. All the stories of families, heroes, wars, and journeys are passed down from generation to generation. A few people in each group are given the task of remembering the group's family history that goes back over centuries. One of these men was found, and he began to tell the story of this family group. After speaking for about half an hour, he came to a sad part of the family history. One day, a young man named Kunta Kinte went off into the forest to cut down a tree as he wanted to make a drum. He was never seen again. Haley jumped up and cried, "That was my ancestor!" He had found his family and his roots.